This is FNX.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Dr. Nick, and this is a great episode for you guys. Today's episode, I wanted to talk about every wrestling fan, well, I wouldn't say every wrestling fan, but a lot of wrestling fans from youth, even maybe till now, have always been a fan of the wrestling action figures. Now, I personally did not have these. These were from the 1980s until 1984. The LJN series. They were basically 8-inch tall rubber figures of the different competitors, wrestlers at the time. There was no articulation. They were basically a solid piece of rubber. Now, a lot of these, due to age and the fact that kids played with them so much, the paint flaked off of them, the transfer of the paint to the other figures. They were pretty accurate in their appearance to the actual wrestlers. They weren't really that bad. I did not have those. I was not born until 1985. But I do have a rather large collection of the LJNs to my wrestling figure collection. I definitely am a fan of the series that LJN created. Very cool, very nostalgic. It's very cool to see. The really cool thing is, a lot of you don't know this, but the most sought-after ones were in 1989. They actually released another series called the Black Card series. It was purchased by a different company, but they used the rights of it. And then in 1990, it was actually sold to Hasbro. Now, a lot of you that were born in the 90s remember the Hasbros. The Hasbros were, I'd say about, 4 or 5 inch figures. They didn't have a huge amount of articulation. They were smaller versions, but they were more cartoony. They had different spring-loaded actions. They had, Hulk Hogan, Macho, three different types of Macho Man throughout the years. They had Macho King. They had the cowboy hat with the streamers. And, of course, they had the original one before that with the orange bandana. They had four different types of Hulk Hogan. You had the Rockers, Shawn Michaels, Yokozuna, Razor Ramon. They did not have a Diesel. Diesel was, I believe, he left the company before they were able to make the figure itself. I believe that's the reasoning. They also, some of the most sought after Hasbros are the Green Card series, the last ones that they made before they stopped making them, which was the white and black Yokozuna, 1-2-3 Kid, Billy and Bart Gunn, Evil Crush. I'm trying to remember. I believe also Ludwig Borga. These are some of the most sought-after figures. Two of the figures, which were actually prototypes, but they were not actually made, was Rhythm and Blues, which, if you remember Rhythm and Blues, it was Greg the Hammer Valentine and the Honky Tonk Man. Both of these figures were not actually produced. They made prototypes for them, and because the tag team was so short, they never actually produced the figures. This is what really probably got me into wrestling figure collecting. They were around $5 or $6. They were easily available in Toys R Us, Hills. I believe also, what was the other store that we used to go to? Children's Palace, KB Toys. Which, when KB Toys went out of business, they started clearancing a lot of these. And then, of course, when they sold the licensing to Jax Pacific, which it was kind of weird because there was a couple of years where they didn't actually make figures. In 1994 was the last year that Hasbro made the figures, and then they quit making figures altogether. And in 95, late 94, 95, they had the rubber Bendems, but I mean, other than that, there were no actually figures produced. And then in 1996, the Jax Pacific took over, and they had the bone-crunching action figures where they had the little mechanisms in the legs and the arms, and you would be able to bend and crack. And they had quite a large array of people. They had, you know, a lot of the mid-carders, like Midian. Well, I wouldn't say mid-carders, but they had Blackjack Mulligan, or not the new Blackjacks. You had a lot of characters that you didn't think would be in figure form. Of course, you had Stone Cold Steve Austin, Undertaker, Jeff Jarrett, Goldust, Bret Hart, Farouk, The Nation. I have quite a few of these. Yokozuna, the Honky Tonk Man. These were really cool. The likenesses were not exactly the greatest. These also ran about $5 or $6. Very affordable. I was able to pick up a lot of these as well when KB Toys started really clearance out a lot of their stuff. These were readily available. I believe some of my very first Jack specific figures were Bret Hart, Farouk when he was in The Nation, Jim Ross, Jim Cornette with the tennis racket, and then I also bought the Attitude Ring with the two little launch little catapult things. I still have it. I still have all my figures. I have a lot of different ones. Sable, glow-in-the-dark Undertaker. They had the Jackal. They had a lot of really good Attitude Era characters portrayed. A lot of different ones that I was a real big fan of was the Jeff Jarrett with the cowboy hat and the kind of a weird getup that he had, you know, with the suspenders. That one was really cool. I'm kind of sad they never made another version of that. They only made the version later on when he just had the silver trunks. Now, this agreement ran from 96 to 2009. They did the Titantron Live figures, which they had the little metal pieces on the bottom that you would put on the Titantron Live and other different play sets, and that it would play the wrestler's music. They had the trash talking stage, the Titantron playset, and then they also came out with what they call all R3 tech, which was better face scans. They had the better recognition to where they would work with the different playsets, and they did this until 2003. And then they came out with the Ruthless Aggression, which had more articulation, better face scans, and then they also had a lot of different, more and more characters were released. I won't go through the huge list, but, and then around 2004, they did the Classics line, which a lot of the legends and alumni of WWE, they also did the, you know, the cloth outfits, the hats. They had a lot more to it. These were more expensive. These were actually around $14, $15. Still very cool, still very affordable, very collectible, a lot of them. And then they came out with the Deluxe Aggression, 27 points of articulation. This is pretty much what the WWE Mattel Elite figures are today. The licensing for Jax was really good because they had a lot of the legendary wrestlers from the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s. So it was really cool to see that they had so many of these wrestlers that they could make figures out of. Now, unfortunately, the license expired with WWE in 2009, and in September 2015... Well, actually, in 2010, Mattel took over, and we now have the Mattel figures. But in 2015, they announced that Jack's Pacific would also be releasing figures for them once again. But on January 1st, 2010, Mattel took over, and they would have Elites, Two Packs, and Basics. They started out with, you know, accessories, armbands, t-shirts, belts, the Flex Force lines, the entrance grates. The Elites are more expensive. The defining moments are also very run about $17 to $20. The defining moments ones, such as Ricky Steamboat, Ultimate Warrior, Hulk Hogan, it comes with more accessories, more money put into it, I guess you could say. But the cool thing is they did the Legends line, but unfortunately it just wasn't very well received. Stone Cold Steve Austin, Ricky Steamboat, Dusty Rhodes, Road Warrior, Animal and Hawk, Sergeant Slaughter. The series was criticized for its head scans because they didn't exactly resemble the actual wrestlers. For some reason they did not really look good. Plus the fact that the price increased and the distribution of these figures was not very good. It was there were 6 series put out before its cancellation. And then in the 2012, new figures for this line would be only available on their website as opposed to widely spread. Andre the Giant, Diamond Dallas Page, King Kong Bundy, Arn Anderson, Arn Anderson, Tully Blanchard. These were very limited. Last one was supposed to be Ms. Elizabeth, but they released her in Elite Series 19. We are currently on Elite Series 47.5. We've had a lot of really, really good figures over the years, some of them not so great. A lot of the earlier series of Elites and Basics are actually quite collectible. If you know anything about wrestling figures, you also know that WCW had their Hasbro edition of Galoobs, which were basically chunks of rubber. They had their Legends series type of thing. And they were also done by Toy Biz, Marvel, and I believe a company called OFSTM. They also did a version of the LJNs, the big rubber wrestlers. But as of right now, in 2016... the wrestling collection market / fandom is very big. Stores like Toys R Us, Target, Walmart have their exclusives. WrestlingFigures.com, Ringside Collectibles is a very profitable company. They have their own exclusive figures that they only sell on the website sometimes. They have like Scott Hall in the NWO Black and White. They had the Wolfpack Sting and Kevin Nash, the Undisputed Edition of Chris Jericho. They've also released a Legends line recently. They had the Magnum TA Elite Legends. They had Chris Jericho in the glow-in-the-dark jacket, Kamala. Also, they had Elite 19 Shawn Michaels, which was the attire that he had with like the metal armband and the European title. I have a rather large collection. If you could, if you want to check out my collection, you can actually go to the 90s Guy YouTube channel, which the link is below. Also, if you'd like to support the channel, you know, I'd appreciate that as well. Go to FNX.network to check out the other really great shows that are on this network. And also, you know, before I go, if you want to get into this hobby, it is a very expensive hobby. It can be. A lot of these figures I've picked up at garage sales, swap meets, Craigslist, buy and sell sites. I have bought some quite a few at retail, but there are ways to get these at an affordable price. You don't have to pay 100% retail all the time. Walmart price matches, Toys R Us price matches. A lot of times you can get them on clearance after a little while. The best way I found is to find them at garage sales. I mean, there's quite a few that you can find, and you know, at really good prices on Craigslist, buy and sell sites. Wrestling figures to me, I'm a huge wrestling fan, as you don't know, which is one of the biggest reasons why I do this podcast. But wrestling figures to me, I mean, even though I'm 31 years old and a lot of people are out there, and even, you know, people that I know, they're like, you know, why do you still collect toys? You know, wrestling figures have always been a huge thing. I've always been a fan of Ninja Turtles, Power Rangers, you know, He-Man, the Masters of the Universe. I've always been a wrestling guy, and I've always been a toy guy, including vintage toys as well. Wrestling figures for me is also an addition to me being a wrestling fan. I love collecting the different characters, the history of the characters. I love displaying them in my man cave and on my shelves. It's just a really cool conversational piece. It's just like anybody that collects anything. But anyways, thank you for tuning in to this wonderful episode. I appreciate every single one of you that tune in every single week. And I will see you all later.
Hey, I'm Will, the host of the podcast From the Sidelines, proud members of the FNX Network. I'm here to tell you why you should listen to our show. Do you need a comprehensive look over all the sporting happenings in the world on a weekly basis? Then you need From the Sidelines. Me and the guys discuss the bizarre, the serious, and the downright weird in sport every week. Seriously, one week we talked about jousting. It was so weird. If you love sport, you'll love our show. So come and join us as we look at sport from the sidelines.
Hey everyone, I'm Todd Eastman, and every fortnight the Big Ballers and I bring you the Big Ballers Podcast, where we talk NBA news, trades, and anything else related to basketball. We're insightful.
Lance Stephenson, he's going to be a, I reckon, an all-star this season.
Serious.
I've got a certain spot to fill, but Miller usually fills it with the D.
Sounds pretty fluent to me.
Nah, that's been edited.
Professional.
Harrison Barnes. Dude, follow me again. There's no need to unfollow me. I'm sorry for whatever I did.
And most of all, welcoming to new fans.
Anyone that is not a basketball fan, that is all of a sudden a basketball fan looking for a team, this is what I say to you. We don't want you.
You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, FNX.network, or anywhere you can listen to podcasts. That's the Big Ballers Podcast. Like sitting next to a bunch of guys in the pub who think they know about ball.
Buy my tongue and I won't...
Chew the Defence is the opinionated, entertaining football show with serious debates you're looking for. We have a variety of guests from ex-footballers to journalists, members of parliament to athletes. Every month, former Chelsea, Swansea and Brighton striker Leon Knight weighs in with his opinions on night vision. So tune in on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, ShootTheDefence.com and the FNX Network, and let Stel, John, Mike and Stuffy give you a free football lesson. Follow us on Twitter at ShootTheDefence.